to 33 or 34.
Thomas Schaffernagger. And now the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Saturday the 28th of June. There are warnings of gales in Hebrides, Fair Isle and Faroes. The general synopsis at midnight, Atlantic low 982, expected 150 miles northeast of southeast Iceland, 987 by midnight tonight. High Biscay 1027, expected Plymouth with little change by same time. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Cirrha. Southwesterly, veering westerly, 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later. Showers, good. South at Cirrha, westerly or southwesterly, 4 or 5, increasing 6 or 7 later. Showers, good. 40s, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher. Southwest, veering west, 4 to 6, fair, good. German Bight, Humber, Thames. Southwest, veering west later, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first. Fair, good. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. West or southwest, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in Dover, becoming variable 3 or less later. Fog patches developing, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Biscay, variable 2 to 4, becoming north or northeast 3 to 5. Fog patches in north, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in north. South Fitzroy, northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6. Fog patches later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. North Fitzroy, southwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 in east. Occasional drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet. Southwest, 3 to 5. Occasional drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Irish Sea, southwest, 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Occasional drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Shannon, southwest, 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less for a time. Occasional rain or drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, Malin. Southwesterly, 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in northwest Rockall, decreasing 3 to 5 later. Rain later in Rockall, good, occasionally moderate later in Rockall. Hebrides, Bailey. Southwest, 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 or 5 later. Showers, good. Fair Isle, Faroes. Southwest, veering west later, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 until later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, cyclonic, becoming westerly later, 4 to 6. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. And now here are the weather reports from coastal stations issued at 0400 on the 28th of June. Tyree Automatic, southwest, 4, mist, 3 miles, 1009, now falling. Stornoway, southwest by south, 5, slight rain, 11 miles, 1004, rising more slowly. Lerwick, west-southwest, 7, mist, 7 miles, 1000, rising. Lucas, southwest, 5, rain, 3 miles, 1009, now falling. Bridlington, southwest by west, 4, 1014, steady. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest, 6, 2 miles, 1022. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by west, 4, 1000 metres, 1024. Jersey, west-southwest, 3, 24 miles, 1025, now falling. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, south by west, 3, 2 miles, 1025. Scilly Automatic, southwest, 4, slight rain, 700 metres, 1022, steady. Valentia, southwest by south, 4, recent fog, 1 mile, 1017, rising slowly. Ronaldsway, southwest, 4, mist, 3 miles, 1015, rising slowly. Malin Head, southwest, 4, slight showers, 6 miles, 1011, now falling. And now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Saturday the 28th of June. The general situation: the strong southwesterly flow across northern and western waters will continue today, with gale force gusts in the far north. Elsewhere, the winds will generally be moderate or fresh, with fog patches forming along southern and western coastlines. As high pressure builds today, winds will tend to ease for all areas into Sunday. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southwesterly, 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 at times until later in north. Showers, good. From Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. West or southwest, 4 to 6. Rain at first in south, good, occasionally moderate at first. From Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southwest, veering west later, 3 to 5. Occasional rain at first, good, occasionally moderate. From Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southwest, veering west, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first. Fair, good. From Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Southwesterly, 3 to 5, veering westerly, 2 to 4 later. Fair, good. From Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Southwesterly, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first in east, becoming variable 3 or less later. Fog patches developing, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. From Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Southwest, 3 to 5, veering west or northwest, 2 or 3 later. Fog patches developing, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. From Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Southwest, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first, then becoming variable 3 or less later. Fog patches developing, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. From Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West or southwest, 3 to 5. Occasional drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. From St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Southwesterly, 4 or 5, increasing 6 for a time in north. Occasional drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. From Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southwest, 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain or drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Isle of Man, south or southwest, 4 or 5, decreasing 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less later. Occasional drizzle with a risk of fog, becoming mainly fair later. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor, becoming good later. From Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. West or southwest, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. From Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southwesterly, 3 to 5, becoming variable, mainly westerly in north, 2 to 4. Occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. From Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. West or southwest, 4 or 5, increasing 6 at times until later. Mainly fair, good. From Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southwesterly, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in north. Showers, mainly in north, good. And finally, Shetland Isles. Southwest, veering west later, 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 for a time. Showers, good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. This is BBC Radio 4. The time is 5:43. Time now for prayer for the day with Mariama Ilfode Blees.
Good morning. I've been thinking a lot about learning recently, as this month ends, because June is the month associated with exams, and especially if you're between 16 and 23, it's a month that can feel heavy. I can really empathise. What an absolute nightmare these periods in my life were. It's true that it can be a tricky time if you're supporting a young person through exam season. While it's clear who has been doing the learning and trying to retain what they have learned, those who have sought to be there for young people during this time have learned to navigate around the tension, nervousness, and anxiety that this month often produces. Words have had to be chosen carefully. It's not a time for taking outbursts personally. Rather, we the adults have had to be available to hold tears and worry in the lead-up to summative assessments, and the adrenaline and ecstasy when the dreaded exams are finally over. It is for such a time as this that our learning becomes practical. We learn to simply be alongside. Being alongside without being judgy or the ability to necessarily make things better can be hard. Yet we learn how to do it because we see what this journeying can offer others. Constancy, a non-judgmental presence, hope, friendship, safety. So today, I pray for greater insight to be able to continue learning and to see how new learning can shape my being and how I support others. Amen.
Prayer for the Day with Mariama Ifodeblis. That brings the time to 6:15, and now we revisit our developmental series, Child. India Rakerson looks at the importance of singing in a baby's development.
Sometimes a song is so embedded within us that we don't know or think about where it came from and what it does to us. Those nursery rhymes that still make our fingers and toes tickle. The seemingly simple lullabies that continue to stir something in us. But what if their melodies, notes, lilting lyrics hold a little more than we think? Like this. This lullaby, Cradle Song, Vegan Lied, written and composed by Johannes Brahms and first published in 1868. Hidden in its